Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 13th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's upcoming Korean album, their Japanese album, our thoughts on Suga and IU's collab, plus more. Let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
We're starting a new segment called Army's Terms, and we're inviting our premium members to join us on this podcast by choosing a word that's Army and BTS related. They're going to take that word or sentence and explain it to you guys. For example, a chosen premium member will pick a word like important business or no jams or even I purple you, and explain this term to new armies or even armies who have an idea about what it means but don't know the exact definition. We'll have them record a 1 to 2 minute audio and include that in our podcast.
Yay!
So this is another opportunity for you guys to join in on the fun and have you guys on our podcast. Can't wait for this segment.
We are also doing another giveaway.
Wow! Woo-hoo. Oh my god, so many giveaways.
This time we're giving away the Map of the Soul Special Edition Army Bomb, which is currently sold out in the Weaver shop. To join this giveaway, follow Interlude Army on the Himalaya app, go to Interlude Army PD on Twitter, and under the giveaway post, post a screenshot of your follow with the letters M-O-T-S on the photo, and tag a friend, family, or anyone who you think would like to join.
So yeah, good luck to all the participants who are wanting this special edition Army Bomb, because this is one of a kind, especially since it's currently sold out. Hopefully they're going to restock, but for now we have this giveaway. This gives you guys a chance to get one. So how has your week been, Jose?
It was good. Just yesterday was Mother's Day and we were able to celebrate my sister and my mom. We just made some burgers on the grill. Pretty simple, but I mean, we had fun just spending time together. And I was pretty down because I was supposed to be at the show in Dallas.
That's right.
I was meant to be at the second show and but I mean, of course, it's understandable. I mean, I feel like I was feeling what you were feeling last week. I was like, oh my God, like I would have, like I was already thinking like since Friday, oh my God, like this weekend I would have been driving. I would have been on our way to Dallas and then checking in. And then we got a refund for the hotel. And I'm like, this is just like making it worse. But I mean, it is what it is.
Did you see the hashtag, though? They did trend the Cotton Bowl, like, day one hashtag on that day.
I did see it. I think they did it for day two as well, but I wasn't able to tag it. Like, once I was already tweeting about it, I didn't, like, tag it because I found out about the tags, like, afterwards. I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't even know there was a trending hashtag or anything. So, I mean, I just shared with my followers like that I was going through it, and yeah. But pretty good. How about you, Roseanne? What did you do? How was your week?
Oh my God, this is when I need my journal. I think next time, Jose, I should bring my little journal in front of me and like actually look through like, what did I do? Well, yes, it was Mother's Day and my mom still lives in Alaska. So I just greeted her and also my boyfriend's mother, celebrating all of the mothers out there. I've been painting a lot more often. Or at least trying to. I don't know if I should. Oh, you know what? Jose, you posted your art. For those who didn't know, check out, who are premium members, check out the community page. He posted the picture of the art book that he's been doing. That's BTS. Mm-hmm. BTS's art book, right?
Yeah.
It was actually really cool. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, I know what you mean. I'll post my paintings on there, so because why not? Other than that, I think I might have like a plant addiction. I've been buying more plants. I mean, so far, I've only had like one really die on me, so I think I'm doing okay.
So how many do you have right now?
I think I have, oh my God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe like at least 10.
All over your house or like in one area? Or...
I keep moving. It's basically one area. Or two areas, sorry. I have like two plants up here and then like I move it around the house because I'm trying to make it follow the sun.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
but yes, that's what I did. As far as like keeping up to date with BTS, mm-hmm. like for y'all like Twitter followers or that are on Twitter, it's super overwhelming. It is. Like in a good way. In a good way. Not like... I'm just super happy that they're kind of keeping us busy. Mm-hmm. And I guess like kind of like it keeps our mind off of like the negative things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But also the beginning of last week, we were able to watch IU and Suga's A music video. How did you feel about the song and the music video?
Well, I really liked the song and the video. I did not expect any animation in the music video, because like the teasers that we got, it was all how do I say, like, not animated.
I get you.
real life. Well, first of all, obviously the thumbnail is IU animated, so I knew it by then. Like, looking at the thumbnail, I was like, oh, so some parts are gonna be animated, you know, because her thumbnail is obviously her in an animated version. But I thought it was pretty cool that she mixed in 2D and 3D animation. It wasn't just like one version of it. And then I really liked the song. It's very bright, upbeat, and like RM said, it is a driving song. Like, I could totally see myself listening to it and driving along to, like, not along to it, but listening to it. I know, right? But the only thing, and this isn't a complaint, it was just, I guess I expected more. It was Suga's verse was really short to me, in my opinion. I thought it was like really, really short. Like, he came in and left and I was like, oh, that was really quick. But I did enjoy the fact that he rapped and he sang in his verse. Yeah. What did you think?
I think that would be my complaint as well. Well, not just only like his verse being short, but the whole song itself being short. Mm-hmm. It's like less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm like, hello? So it is weird though, because it is like an upbeat, bright song, but then the lyrics, it's kind of like a bittersweet type of lyrics. There's some type of sadness to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like people have connected it to like IU's personal life and her friends. For those who have been keeping up to date with like the whole K-pop industry. Not gonna really go into that, but they feel like it's a dedication to her friends that have passed away.
Yeah.
And it would make sense, and it's something, this song is also like the lyrics are very relatable. So it may not be like a friend you have lost, but maybe a friend that you no longer keep in contact with, but you have those sweet memories to look back at. And but also there could be memories that you're just like, I wish it could be disappear, but also you cherish at the same time. I don't know how to explain that, but
I totally get it. And I also got like, we obviously, both of us, Roseanne and I, like reacted to the music video and the song. And I got a lot of messages as well saying that they're theorizing. I'm assuming these are fans of IU because I didn't know this. I don't follow her like that to know more of her life and her writing process, or if she had mentioned why she wrote this song. But a lot of, I'm assuming it's her fans, that were telling me that they're theorizing that it was that for her friends that have passed away. Yeah. And because I didn't know like that her friends like had like nicknames or stuff like that, that's why that they were able to connect to it, like with the lizard and stuff in the music video. Mm-hmm. I didn't know all that, so I actually got to learn from our viewers as well. I really also got like surprised when like I heard like Forever Young, because it reminded me of Young Forever from BTS, and then also the word shadow was in there as well, so it brought me Yoongi, because he's he's featured on the song, and then he obviously did interlude Shadow as well. So I mean, I know it's an IU song, but I mean I can't help but connect some stuff to like BTS,
you know? Yeah, of course, because you know Suga was involved in the production of this, so so we got more information. I think actually a lot more information on the upcoming album. And V, J-Hope, and RM had this live stream on YouTube, having like it was as if they were having us watch their live discussion,
right,
of the process. So it's really interesting, and it was like I'm so happy they're like making us feel included, and we get to see all like the behind the scenes type of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Sadly, a lot of these YouTube streams do not have subs yet, so it is kind of hard to pick up on what's going on, but there are translations on Twitter. I don't know if people have posted them on like Facebook or Instagram as well, but you could find them on Twitter. Thank you, translators.
Yeah, thank you so much, because that's how we're able to actually, you know, understand as well, like what's going on, and update you guys on the podcast as well. But I mean, this was one of the many like live streams that they had this past week. And like we had a lot. I don't even know like how many. I mean, we could count them, but it's too much, girl. But we're not complaining. We're not complaining. It's a lot of content, and we're happy about it. But on this one, yeah, like V, J-Hope, and RM were talking about the process of the new, not the Japanese, but the new Korean album. Like, they're already preparing for it. They're talking about who was assigned to what role. And they're already talking about, like, Taehyun being the visual project manager. I mean, I can see that already. Didn't we, like, theorize that, Roseanne, in one of our previous episodes?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out. I got to go back to the audio, but like,
I think we even said, imagine if Taehyun was the visual project
manager. So they talked about Taehyung, and then they mentioned the other members as well.
Yeah, also, well, Jimin, we knew he was the music project manager, because in his V Live, he was able to share that with us. But they just confirmed it as well. And then Yoongi is in charge of the album jacket.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Because he was like painting, and we're like, oh, he has to be some part of like the concept or the image or the visual. So now it's confirmed he's the album jacket. Yo, what if his... What if that's the album cover? We don't know.
I mean, maybe he's giving us like a little hint or something, like the blue and the sound waves or something. I don't know. But they also said that Jungkook is going to be in charge of the video and image. I don't know exactly what that means, though, Roseanne. What do you think? Like, is he going to be the director?
Yeah, the director, right? Because you know, like all the GCFs that he's been making, when they said video, I'm like, huh, sounds like more like a director. But we'll get more information about that here pretty soon, hopefully.
Like it would be cool to see him also be maybe the editor, because that's also part of the video, you know, department or that team, you know what I mean? And we know he can edit videos too. Maybe if Big Hit doesn't give him the chance to do the like the directing, you know, of the music video, maybe he could do the editing or something, like another behind the scenes role in the video department. I could totally see him doing it. I know he could. We also got RM and J-Hope as styling coordinators.
Yes, that's right. Oh my God, they're like, because they're like the fashionistas. I mean, all of them dress really good and have their own fashion, but you know, like J-Hope and RM are like known for their fashion.
Super stylish, yeah. And I think even Tae said it in this live stream. I think he said because they're known for having like really cool clothing and like style and stuff. Like that's why they're the styling coordinators. So I would love to, I mean, I love all of their styles.
Yes.
But I mean, something about J-Hope's like how he's so colorful and unexpected sometimes on the, you know, like when we see like airport photos and stuff, or like just like even in Chicken Noodle Soup, I really love his t-shirt, the white one with like the clown. I don't know if it's a clown face, but I always say it's a clown, but it might not be. I really like that shirt too. So it's just like, you never know, you know. I think it was great choosing them as the styling coordinators. What do you think?
That was a good call. And I'm not surprised they chose those two as well. But one member I'm like curious about, I don't know if they mentioned this, but I haven't heard anything about what Jin is doing.
Yeah, me either. Like, I was like, what's going on? Are they leaving him as a hidden surprise, or maybe it's gonna be revealed when he does his YouTube live stream, you know, because we're still waiting on his, Tae's, and Jungkook's like individual YouTube live streams, because supposedly they're gonna do one each, you know. Of course they've done some in groups as well, but I don't know, I'm still waiting on that. And maybe when he does his, he might reveal what he's in charge of, or maybe we get another type of like meeting video with him included. We'll get that as well. What do you think? We already have visual, music, album jacket, video image, style. What do you think is like another
what else is there? I was like, I'm genuinely clueless right now as to what else is there.
What do you think of like the concept, like maybe like the concept photos, you know how they pretty much, when we see the concept photos, we kind of get an idea of what the vibe of the album is gonna be. Maybe he's in charge of that, like maybe deciding or throwing out opinions on like what kind of concept the next album will be like. What do you think?
Like a concept decider.
Or creative director in that sense.
You know, there you go. Creative director, someone who's kind of like leading the whole creativity part of, actually, is that even a thing?
Yeah, like pretty much like saying, hey, what do you think about this set, or like this theme, or like if they do different versions of album, hey, what do you think about four different, because I mean if they keep going by the pattern, it's going to be four versions of each album. So he might be like, hey, what do you think about version one being this, version two being this, version
three. You know what I mean? Yeah, that sounds like that would be something Jin would be good at, actually. So I'm excited to see, and I can't wait for his stream. Like, I'm really for who is Jin?
It's Jin. We haven't gotten Tae's YouTube live stream and Jungkook's YouTube live stream.
Oh gosh. So I guess we shall see.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm. We shall see.
But isn't it cool, like, learning, like, already, like, what each guy is going to be in charge of? Like, we've never had this happen before.
Well, this is their first time, like, actually being project managers of these projects. But, but actually seeing and witnessing people talking about it as it is ongoing and as it's being created is something new to us. So I think they're like innovators. There you go. Like, that's the word. Yeah, that's how I feel about them.
Totally. I mean, I also feel like this is going to, oh man, I'm just crossing fingers because I know it's one of their dreams. This is going to give them more chance to be more respected by the Academy Awards. I meant to say the Grammy Awards. Might as well mention them too. Hey, can y'all give them an Academy Award too? Okay. The Academy and the Grammys. The Recording Academy. Oh my God, can I even speak?
That's the word. I was like, I don't remember the word either, but I know what you're talking about, Jose.
Yeah, like I feel like maybe that they're going to see like the whole process, because I feel like they're watching them as well, like every move, you know, they're under the microscope. Everybody's watching what they're doing. I mean, literally, they have a live stream and an article already comes out like, hey, BTS did this live stream talking about this. So I know.
We know they're watching. They're watching. Are they going to acknowledge it? And I really hope that they do acknowledge it.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But we shall see. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm, putting it out there.
Fingers crossed.
But literally after this stream, V went on V Live to stream his like Tae Tae FM.
Yeah.
I was able to watch. I could watch the V live streams because the subs are on it. But it was just more of like recap or a briefing of the meeting. And he showed like people's post on Weverse.
Oh, yeah.
Of them recapping the meeting. So like that was cute. Like obviously they go on Weverse a lot, especially Tay Tay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know if you even saw that he replied to an army on Weverse saying that he thinks he's addicted to Weverse and he should probably not be as on it as much as he is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, at least he admits it because we've been knew that he's addicted.
But that's kind of cute. It gives us more confirmation that they'd be watching what we're doing. Because they know that armies are recapping, you know?
Right. Yeah, because some people have, like, not armies, not us fans, but, like, other people have speculated that it's not actually them that are posting.
Oh,
yeah,
I hate that. Oh, my God, girl. That's a whole other conversation.
Ooh, don't let me go there. Don't let me go there. But, y'all know what I mean, okay?
But another FM that we got was Suga's FM. And I think he's also doing this like weekly because last week we got our special guest with RM. Now, that was last week. Last week we got with special guest Jin. And it's kind of crazy because I saw some people were already saying like, we miss Jin. We haven't seen Jin. And then Jin comes on Suga's FM and they're just like, oh my God, Jin's on Suga's FM. And we got a lot of, like, fun facts, like, from Jin. Like, we got him saying that he sleeps for 14 to 15 hours now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I wish I was sleeping 14 to 15 hours now. But, I mean...
go get your rest, my boy. Get your rest in,
that,
you know?
He needs to, you know, protect that moneymaker, the face, you know, he's got to get that beauty rest.
Oh gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beauty rest. Not that they need any more beauty, but you know, they got some.
preserve that beauty.
There you go. Preserve it.
But he said he's gonna try to reduce the sleep time. I mean, do you think that's bad, actually taking it out like from Jin? Just do you think it's bad to sleep 14 to 15 hours? Because I've never personally done that ever.
I think I have before, but that was like after I traveled and then like it was the time zone that really messed me up. Okay. But then if that's like on a regular basis, he sounds like a gamer to me because that's and I'm sure, like, he, you know, stays up and plays and then, like, rests for that long. I don't know. I feel like he's catching up on all those times that they would only get, like, 3 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Ooh, true that.
Mm-hmm. I get it. And now would be the best time to get that much rest. But if he's... I don't think it's a really healthy thing, though. But he's reducing it now.
So but they also shared that... they went to Jin's uncle's strawberry farm, which we already knew because they had posted like photos of them on the strawberry farm. But we just we didn't hear more about it. We just saw like images, you know.
Yeah.
And they were able to pick strawberries together, and then they ate chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
With the soda on the side. Okay, sorry, guys. I always go into chicken noodle soup when I see that.
Me too. I wonder if his uncle made that on purpose, like, oh, chicken noodle soup.
You think so? That'd be kind of cute.
The one comment that, because I didn't really get to watch the whole FM, they mentioned that Jungkook fought with a dog on the way. I was like, wait, what? I was like, hold up, we need more information.
We need
about
a visual.
Oh my God, like if they took a video, we need them to post it.
I'm already like imagining like Jungkook like, yo, square up, and the dog like.
Yo, oh Lord.
That way. Because like that's it. We don't know more. So like we don't know what that means. You're like, what do you mean fought with a dog on the way?
Right. Oh my God. That reminds me of that clip of, remember that Jungkook was like trying to mimic a chicken? Like,
oh yes. Oh my God.
I don't know why I just remembered that, but I need more information about this. Fought with a dog, okay.
That is so random, but like the comment was so random, but the action is not random for Jungkook. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, of course it's Jungkook fighting a dog.
Oh man. But also I think during this FM stream they played bingo with their song titles, and then they took a selfie
oh yeah
and then posted it on Twitter. So that's really cute. They're like really active on a lot of social media platforms.
And another confirmation that they're the ones on Twitter as well. They posted the photo and they even said, like, we're going to. And then you literally see them together recording. Yes. Like, come on, y'all. Like, stop it. Just the haters. Yeah, but another live stream that Yoongi did was another YouTube live stream. When I first saw him going live, I was surprised because I didn't think he was going to do another one. Like, yeah. I don't think anybody was expecting him to do another one, but it was like a really, really good surprise. Yeah. And he basically continued painting, well, his painting. Mm-hmm. and so he even like shared that he wants to put on like the, I guess you call them waveforms. Mm-hmm. And it's actually his voice recording of his morning, right? Or something like that? Or did you get a chance to see it?
Actually, I only saw, like, the image of it, but he mentioned that it was, like, his thoughts about mourning. So I don't really know what the waveform says exactly. But, I mean, for those who are wondering, waveforms are, like, the a visible version of sounds. And it's people have... Right, yeah, it's cool because people get those tattoos on them, too. And then if you scan it, it'll be, like, an audio, which is really cool. But he said that he would continue the painting on the next one, so... Excited to see how it's gonna turn out. Like, I don't know what he's trying, what the ending results will be. And then, like, how, like, we speculated maybe this will is like a hint towards their upcoming Korean album,
right?
Maybe even the cover. I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool if like he does it up to a certain point, and then once like the album comes out, we see the cover and we're like, oh my god, it was Yoongi's painting. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
That'd be kind of cool.
I wonder if mourning is a hint of something. I don't know. Anything now. Anything is a hint now. And y'all know what I mean by, like, you have to pay attention to what they're saying or the details, because literally, they announced the tracks for their upcoming Japanese album. So it's going to be 13 tracks, but including 4 new songs. So we knew it was going to be 4 new songs, but we got, like, the titles of it now. So it's going to be Intro Calling, Stay Gold, which is the title track, Your Eyes Tell, and then the outro, The Journey. And just like I mentioned how like mourning might be a thing, it was because during their Mama performance, the VCR showed calling, the word calling, and also the word The Journey.
I know. When I saw that, I was like, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. But then I'm like, why are you saying that, Jose? They could literally like sneeze and maybe that's already the title of another song. Like, you really need to look at every single thing. Really, I was shooketh. Oh, I was shooketh.
Oh, like, they've been telling us.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Well, oh my gosh, Jose, I'm sure you already heard about this, but Your Eyes Tell was composed by Jungkook, and it's a ballad song.
I know. What was that? I just made noises.
It was your soul leaving, but then you pulled it back. That was the sound of your soul leaving, but you pulled it back.
Oh my god, what was that? You guys, literally, like, this happened. Y'all know this about me. I don't even know what I'm trying to explain. It's like, what happens to me? I need to remember I'm an adult and I need to be able to speak and, you know, construct sentences.
Lord, okay, Jose's already falling apart.
Because, like, that's such, like, the song title, Your Eyes Tell. Like, I'm already like, what are you trying to say? Like, you can read my eyes. What you're gonna look into my soul? What are you talking about? Don't give me this right now. I'm not ready. But I'm also ready. Like, you know, like, what I mean?
Bring it on. I know I'm gonna die, but bring it on. I it's like, when they say ballad, their Japanese albums and Japanese songs always have like that tone to it. And I've always liked Crystal Snow.
Oh, yes. I love Crystal
like
Snow.
Something, is it going to be something like that, you know? So, cannot wait. This album is called Map of the Soul Journey, and it's going to be released on July 15.
And it's already up for pre-order, guys. It's on the Weverse shop, but it's on the global one.
Yes.
And I believe it's only... unfortunately, I tried to, and it's only going to be shipped in Korea.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's not really helping us out over here in the States or anywhere else except for Korea. But, yeah, it's going to be released on July 15th. I really want it, but
yeah.
I saw it and it's not
going to I wonder if that's they're going to release or ship to the U.S. Maybe eventually.
But you know what it also got me thinking, Roseanne, is that Stay Gold was supposed to be the theme song to... Spyro Labyrinth, the Japanese drama that unfortunately had to get postponed because of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So we would have already gotten that in April, but because of what's going on, obviously they had to like postpone that as well. So maybe they even were like, you know what, we're going to have to like premiere the song when the album drops because we're not going to be able to do it with the drama, you know? It got me thinking that. I don't know if you remember.
I do. That's like... Man, we're supposed to already have a new song. But you know what? It's fine. I could wait longer. But did you see, though, that they're going to also have a music video for Stay Gold?
Yes.
A new music video. So, a lot more content coming out. It's like, their Japanese albums always feel like a comeback to me. More content, more songs. I mean, literally, it is a comeback. What am I saying? But it's... I'm excited.
It's a Japanese comeback.
Yes.
Well, I feel like the reason why it's like we say it that way is because I don't know for what reason, but like more people know about Korean comebacks than Japanese
makes sense.
Comebacks.
I think also because, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with, well, we can't really react to Japanese music videos as well.
That's true. That's
because we get copyright striked. Anything from Japan is going to get striked. So maybe that's why people are just not as aware about their Japanese releases.
That's true. That's true. And then also the music video always drops on the Universal YouTube channel.
That's right. It's not on the...
And a lot of people don't even know that.
That is so correct. I forgot about that. So, yes, you guys, keep an
eye
out.
It,
because it's not going to go on the Big Hit channel. It's going to go on the other YouTube channel.
Yeah, the Universal Music Japan, I believe
it's titled. That's probably why as well.
Yeah, because it's even, you can even see it reflected on the view count, you know.
That is so true.
Not so many people know about it. And then, I don't know. I guess even like media outlets, not that many treat it the same as a Korean comeback. But... look out for it, guys, because it is BTS content, even if it's in Japanese, you know?
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today. Well, we're going to continue on with more conversations about their upcoming Korean album. The recent stream that happened before we recorded this is BTS...
It happened today.
Yeah, it did. Oh, yeah, it did happen today.
It was posted, actually, today, Roseanne.
You're right. Oh, yeah, so this live stream meeting, people were really confused about because of their hair colors, but we found out it's pre-recorded, and they just had it up like it was a live stream, like they did with the BangBangCon. You know, it was streaming, but it was like...
yeah.
Old content. We got more information about the upcoming album.
Yeah.
For this topic, they were trying to figure out like the subject of this new album. And Suga mentioned though that he wanted the subject of this new album to be bright.
Yeah.
So makes me kind of think about like if we are going through that route of them continuing the Map of the Soul, Anima, Animus would be the next step. In the whole, like, finding the self of the Map of the Soul.
Right.
So maybe they could make it into a bright concept. I can't see why.
Yeah, like you said, it was kind of confusing because if you think about it, like, guys, think about it. Like, it was recorded in April because the title of the live stream, it is 2004, and then there's, like, asterisks, like, covering the exact date that they recorded this. Mm. So we don't know when in April they did it. We just know they recorded it in April. And yes, this video, this meeting, was the first thing. Like, it was way before the live streams, like, the way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of crazy to think about because you're thinking that it happened today, but the only thing that happened today was that they just posted it. So they had already been working on it. We don't know the exact date. It could have been April 1st for all we know, you know what I'm saying? We don't know the exact date, but it's pretty cool to see them, like, actually jump ideas from each other, you know, like, hey, we should do this, we should do that. And that Bright concept, it makes sense, I feel, because Map of the Soul 7, I wouldn't say was, like, super dark, but
one third of it was dark.
Right, exactly. And I feel like it focused a lot on it too, because, like, the concept photos, I feel like the first three were kind of dark. Even though version one, they were all in white, it gave me a dark feel. Like, it doesn't have to be the color, you know what I'm saying?
It's because, like, everything was broken and old around them.
That's exactly, exactly. Version two was, well, obviously version two was, like, Black Swan. Version three was with the, you know, all the grapes and wine and the Last Supper feel. And then version four was the only one that I thought it was pretty bright. And they were all happy and smiling and stuff. So I did feel like overall it was a dark kind of era. But not, like, fully, because Ego was really bright with J-Hope. So we couldn't really say that all of it was, because they did combine two of the Jungian archetypes together. Mm-hmm. So I do see it happening. Like, I do see the transition going to Bright, because Ego is the last thing from Map of the Soul 7. It is the last song.
So they're going with that flow.
Yeah, I feel like it does work. And they could make it bright, like the anima and the animus. It doesn't have to be
dark,
but I mean, I would be here for another dark concept. Oh, actually. Yeah,
you know I love me some dark content. Just saying, not complaining about it. But Bright is really nice. They did mention a couple of keywords that I guess they wanted to incorporate into this somehow. But RM mentioned telepathy. Suga mentioned letter, and Jin said sympathy. So I'm not really sure how this is going to be, like, incorporated, or if they're going to still go with these keywords.
With RM's telepathy, he mentioned that word in a sense of how we communicate with them. Like, BTS with ARMY, how we know what they're thinking, they know what we're thinking. Not necessarily, like, a dark version of telepathy, magic powers.
Like X-Men.
You know, X-Men stuff. No, I mean, that'd be kind of cool, you know, but that's not what he meant by that. So I thought it was really cool how, like, he worded that. They're like, oh my god, like, that is kind of bright too, like, very happy, and, like, how we communicate.
That's something that they all have with each other as well, as seven members. Like, all seven of them have that from knowing each other for so long. Suga, when he says letter, it reminds me of all the letters that they, like, wrote to each other.
To each other? Oh my god, yeah.
And sympathy, huh? Interesting how that word was chosen, so we shall see how they incorporate that. And Jin, though, he mentioned that they are needing another song like Spring Day. And we know how Spring Day, our queen, is. She's still on the charts right now. She's slowly falling off. So please stream her. But she's been on the charts for a really long time. But RM agreed and said that they do need that kind of song. So that got me all excited.
Yeah, Spring Day is getting their rival.
They agreed on 7 tracks. Because they're still going with the 7 thing. I wonder if it's like 7 members, 7 years, 7 tracks.
Right, because it's still their 7th year, so they can still do that, like, keep it in the 7th theme. Obviously, we don't know if this is confirmed, like, this, they're going with 7. They could go with more, they could go with less. But it definitely means, I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be a mini album, because 7 tracks, that would be a mini album, right, Roseanne?
True, like, yeah.
That is not a full album.
So far, we don't know if they're going to keep going along with this, but this is what they mentioned. But they wanted 2 unit songs. Yeah. One skit, and I miss those skits. We don't know what the skits could be. It could be like conversation or like an audio of a speech like they did for a billboard. And then they want four group songs.
So when I thought of the two unit songs, my mind went to Vocal Line and Rap Line because they've done that before. But I think they mentioned that they would go with whatever one they're comfortable with. Like, whatever song speaks to them, they would go to that unit. So, that could mean that there's five members on one song and then two on another. Or three on one, four on the other, one on one. I'm just kidding. That doesn't work. One is not a unit. But you know what I mean? Like, it could totally be, like...
It doesn't have to be vocal only and rap only. That's going to be... Yo, okay, that would be fun. Because for the BTS World Game OST, they had, like, units that were mixed with, like, Vocal Line. Yeah. Or they had that in their album as well, actually, sorry. But, yeah, so it's interesting to see what type of units they're going to go with. It might be a new unit. A lot of people were, like, mentioning they wanted, like, Tae and Jungkook to be on one. Because they've never done...
Because that could, and then also Yoongi and Jimin, like we've seen them collaborate on Tony Montana, but that was only live. But like a song where it's just Yoongi and Jimin, that could happen too. We don't know, you know, like we just, hey, what's popping, BTS?
What's poppin'? We're down for any unit. It's going to be amazing. I know.
What about RM and Jin? You know, like we could totally see any type of collaboration. RM and Jin.
I'm in for that. I don't know if this was intentional though, but Jin mentioned thinking that it's gonna come out is it still gonna come out in October? He mentioned something like that.
I feel so like he like did it accidentally.
Right? Like I don't even know if the editors didn't catch that either. But it could be a major hint on whether or not this album is releasing in October of this year. I mean, October seems very realistic because if they've already started the process on working on this album like now, October seems like a really good deadline. When they do have more than one comeback in a year, they usually come out towards the end of the year. So October?
Yeah, like October seems achievable, you know? Like
It
doesn't, like, if they were to say June, I'd be like, what? That's already, like, next month. And obviously, they have Festa coming up, so I think that's already been done. So, if they're already working on it, I do see, like, October as a tentative, you know, month that they come back. Also, I don't know if you thought about this, Roseanne. Remember when we were first, before Map of the Soul 7, when we first thought that it was going to be Map of the Soul Shadow? Every single time, everybody was saying October, October, October. Maybe this time around, October will happen. Because remember, we were all theorizing it was going to be in October of 2019?
Yes.
Like their next comeback?
Oh my god.
So maybe it will happen.
So we're like wrong October and right. And like...
Yeah! We were just wrong on the year.
Yeah, see, like, hello. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh my god.
We're not full clowns.
No, we're not full. We're just half clowns.
I only have half of the makeup on right now.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Like, and also the fact that we're going to be able to see everything progress as it goes. And I can't wait till we start seeing. I mean, they won't really be able to show us, like, the making of a song. Or will they?
Well, you never know.
Or will they?
Like, we don't know, Roseanne. Like, all these live streams are so, like, unexpected. Like, we don't know what's going to be the next one. Like, next thing you know, we're going to be on the podcast covering Yoongi actually, like, working on a song. Imagine. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Yeah. That would be amazing. And that's, like...
We just don't
know. We don't know what's going to happen. There was a lot of other fun events that happened in between last week. So V ended up playing an online game, PC game, called PUBG with armies. A couple of clips were going around on Twitter. I don't know if you had the chance to watch it, Jose, but...
Yes!
Oh so, my God. A lot of, like, hilarious moments happened. But it was just really cool to see him interact with armies. And you could see in these clips, too, that were recorded, like, you could hear him talk to armies and, like, armies talk back with him. I don't know. It was really cute. And it's really fun to see them, like, play games with armies. Because I know Jin also plays as online as well with armies. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And V was playing, like, it was a zombie game, correct?
Oh, yeah. It was like the zombie playlist of PUBG.
Oh, okay. Got you. And he was playing the, I guess, the survivor and the armies. Like, armies playing with him were the zombies. And, like, it was funny because, like, people were creating, like, memes. Because at one point, like, they were jumping him in the video or in the game. And people were, like, putting out, like, videos of, like, other memes of, like, fights and stuff. And saying, like, Tay versus armies in the online game.
That's so hilarious. Yeah, though there's a lot of funny clips. I know people have probably posted the clips on YouTube as well. If you guys want to check that out. But just type in, like, Taehyung PUBG army. I don't know.
But imagine how lucky to be playing with him.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, you got to be in, like, the server in Korea. So I'm so jealous because that has always been my goal. It's like, well, when they were playing Overwatch, I don't know if they still play that, but I wanted to get into a lobby with either like Jungkook or V. But there was also another V live. Another.
Oh my god, was that so many?
Taehyung and Jungkook went on V live to practice making carnation, which is like flowers for Parents' Day. I watched like a couple of minutes of it. I know the whole, like, when they played the song, I know that went viral on Twitter.
Yeah, because they were like rapping along to it. Like, Tae and Jungkook. And then Tae was making faces, you know, like he was getting into it. Like, because we know he loves the rap line and he wants to be like on Cypher Part 5. We're waiting for that Cypher Part 5 featuring B. And they also did like a little, it's super short, but they sang Never Not by Love, because they both covered it in the past before. But since Jungkook had posted his Twitter video recently, they were asked to like sing it together, and they did for like a little bit. So that was pretty nice as well. But it was super special because Jungkook hadn't been on VLive in a while.
That is very true.
We hadn't seen him in a long time. And then they also posted a selfie.
Yes.
And that selfie went viral because it had been over 2 years since we got a Taehyung selfie.
Wow, it's been that long?
So, yes, girl. The last selfie that we got from Taehyung and Jungkook together was back in 2017. Oh. So that's why people were like, oh my god, we finally got it.
Celebrate. That's so cute. It was a very cute VLive stream to watch because they're like trying to figure out how to make these carnations. And then I would notice, like, it's so funny because when you watch them, they're like little memes, you know? Jungkook is like confused on how to make this. And then you see V like so distracted with the music, he's not even making what he's supposed to make.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. These VLives make me laugh and I love to like just play them while I'm like doing something. So I could, like, catch up with everything while I can while I'm working. But that was a cute VLive.
And literally today, we got, I think it was, like, the hour before we started recording this. There was another announcement. And I'm like, Roseanne, oh, my God. Like, we're just getting fed left and right. So basically, they are going to, BTS, like, teamed up with this, I believe it's a clothing company and accessory company called System, and it's going to be titled System BTS. They're going to be selling merch such as clothes and accessories that are using like details and objects featured in the Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video. Whoa. And I believe it's going to be in like stages. Like the first one that they've already announced is going to be 20 pieces of clothing and 5 pieces of accessories for this first, I guess, sets or wave? Line. I don't know how you say it. Yeah, wave, I guess. And it's pretty cool because you're going to be able to pre-order on the special website that they're going to be opening from the 18th of May, which is this month. But they're also going to do it on Weavers, on the Weavers shop starting on the 14th. And then they're going to do offline sales at the 32 Hyundai department stores nationwide on the 27th of May. And
wow,
the clothes look really, really nice. I'm mm-hmm. already looking at some and thinking that I'm going to get some, hopefully. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to sell out.
Right. If you look at the designs, because, well, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is one of my favorite concepts.
Mine too.
So it's kind of like, we love how artsy these pieces of clothing and accessories look and how it was incorporated. Mm-hmm. I think the designs are really cool. I can't wait to see like the full catalog of it because they've only showed like previews,
right?
I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'll be able to cop some.
Yeah, the shirts look really cool.
Oh my gosh, so we're getting like shirts, accessories, and then we're also getting a necklace.
Oh yeah, like, remember last week we actually said that, guys, that they're teaming up with another jewelry. Well, I guess it is jewelry, right? It is considered jewelry, even though it's just three necklaces.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hello. There goes my wallet. Like, where's my wallet? I don't got any.
Bankruptcy. No, I'm just kidding.
File a bankruptcy tomorrow. But we do want to remind you guys. Well, actually, not remind, because you guys will probably already know by then.
Right, yeah.
Literally, as of right now that we're recording this, tomorrow they are going to release the first and second episode of Break the Silence docuseries.
Like, yep, yep.
So it's going to come out like 9 p.m. Korean Standard Time on Weverse. Now, you would have to purchase this.
But yeah, guys, remember, it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
They're cramming everything in 3 weeks. They're doing this so that it leads up to June, which we all know it's going to be Festa, like...
Oh my god,
Roseanne, we're going to start getting, like, Festa stuff, too. I can't.
No, we're going to... 12-hit phobia. Alarm clock.
Because we literally start getting... well, the first thing that we get is the actual schedule for Festa, and we get it the last week of May.
We do. We get, like, so, teasers, too. Like, a visual teaser. Remember last time they released, like, a photo, and we're like, what is that? It was, like, on Instagram or something. We had to, like, put it together. Literally, do you remember that Festa, we had to connect the dots, and it made a whale. like, we don't know what to expect. I honestly think it might be something to do with, like, more of, like, the galaxy, or, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we don't know. But this is so exciting, Roseanne.
It is.
Like, we really did choose to stand the correct group. Like, come on now. Like,
I'm telling you, I've just never... I'm thankful, blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Definitely.
But yes, those are the updates for today. We're going to go ahead and go into our favorite segment called Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. So if you do want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And remember, please don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
So we have one letter this week, and it is from Jiminy4073. And they say, "Dear Roseanne and Jose, I am a 21-year-old from the Philippines, and I discovered BTS last year, right before graduating college, a point in my life where I felt the most anxious, exhausted, and pressured. I was always in the limelight, being branded as the achiever in my family, always being talked about during family dinners, always being interviewed about my future plans since I planned on pursuing medicine after college. My whole life felt like I was under the standard of being the best for everyone, and I just felt at one point I eventually trapped myself into trying to be perfect. But that changed when I discovered BTS. They made me realize how I had the power to free myself from those unnecessarily high standards, especially if they were affecting my mental health. They made me believe that I didn't have to be so hard on myself, that I should give myself some credit for all the things I went through in silence and all the things I accomplished amidst the inner shadows I had, that there were more reasons to love myself than reasons to look down on myself.
Through BTS, I learned to open my mind and myself to new things. I met new friends through Stan Twitter that eventually became a group of friends in real life that has stood by my side until this day. I have also rekindled past friendships through BTS and even met someone who I considered one of my best friends or my soulmate even. Aww. Overall, BTS helped me become so much more of a happier person, and I adore them with all my heart. So through this letter, I just want to say thank you to BTS and to ARMY for showing me the way to joy and self-love. I will always be thankful. Thank you, Roseanne and Jose, for giving me a platform to express this. Y'all are amazing and I support you all the way. From your future doctor, with love, ARMY.
Yeah. Oh my god. I wish we knew your name, Jiminy 4073. But that's amazing. I mean, that you were able to make friends and rekindle past friendships mm-hmm. through BTS. Mm-hmm. You better get on with yourself, with your bad self.
I'm also glad that you're not as hard on yourself, because
definitely
having mm-hmm. that much I mean, I can't really relate, but like, having that much pressure on you, like your family having so much pressure on you, is just a lot to take and to hold on to, and you have a lot on your shoulders. So the fact that you were able to find happiness and find friends who could support you, I'm really happy for you, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Yeah, and they're going to be a doctor. So, damn. Got smart ARMYs up in here.
No, I'm so proud, because I know that ARMYs are so diverse and smart and amazing. We have all these talented ARMYs up in here. So, glad to have you guys.
Thank you so much for writing in. And to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD. That's InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to email us with any type of feedback or any type of messages or your Love ARMY letters, go ahead and send it to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you guys once again for tuning in to this episode. Can't wait for next week. More giveaways. More giveaways.
I know. Teaser.
And like, we don't know what to expect on next week's episode, because I already have a feeling so much is going to drop this upcoming week.
I know. Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember to tune in each week. This is a weekly podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting. Mm-hmm. We love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee, Young Ho Suk, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jung-hoo, BTS.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.